Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm a creature. lies unto thee. Oh, Lord, oh, it lies unto thee. Oh, Lord, lies unto thee. Oh, Lord, oh, it lies unto thee. Oh, Lord, I'm on thy God. Oh, it lies unto thee. Glory unto thee, holy man. I'm here for praise thee. Oh, we wonder. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, I'm on thy God. Who is like thee? Oh, Lord, we wonder, hallelujah. So we pray, our Lord Jesus, you are worthy to pray. You are worthy to pray. My Lord Jesus, you are worthy to pray. I'll never fail. Oh, never fail. Yeah, never fail. Jesus is forever. Yeah, never fail. Jesus never fail. Never fail. Jesus forever. God never fail. He never fail. God never fail. Jesus stays forever. God never fail. He never fail. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Great in me and great in me. Hallelujah. No more sorrow, Jesus. No more sin, Jesus. Great in me and great in you. Lay your body to the Lord and be dead. You will surely be healed by you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. on earth peace and goodwill to everyone. Happy Easter, happy glorious resurrection day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, today we're going to be talking about Christ's ascension. Because after the resurrection, the next thing is ascension. Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. God, we ask you to minister to us, that God, you speak to us and bless us even tonight in this service. Reach out to everyone that is coming into this service, Lord, and bless them by the power of the Holy Spirit. We receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all for coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ascension of Jesus Christ. After the resurrection, the next thing is ascension. He didn't ascend immediately. He spent another 40 days here on earth before Jesus ascended. So we're going to be looking at what Jesus did during these 40 days he was on earth. What did he do? We're going to be looking at those things. And then we're going to pray for resurrection power of the Holy Ghost to come into our lives, you know, to resurrect us, you know, from every power that is oppressing us in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Give me glory to our God. So here is ye men of Galilee. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking unto heaven's blessed light? He said Jesus is coming back again. You know, on Galilee, the men of God, the people, they stood looking at Jesus going up into heaven, wondering when he's going to come again. Then the angel appeared and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking unto heaven's blessed light? This same Jesus you see going up into heaven, he's going to come back again. Be very interesting. And before Jesus ascended, there was the Great Commission, which he mentioned in Matthew 28, verse 19 to the end, and then in Mark chapter 15, verse 15 to the end. We're going to be looking at all those aspects, what Jesus did after resurrection. It's very important. A lot of people don't talk about this. A lot of preachers don't go into this area, but it is important. They think, people think that the death and resurrection was all. No. There was the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's also important. You know, we need to know all these things. We need to study the word to know what God is saying to the church and how it affects us today and what we benefit from Christ's ascension. Very important. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I don't want to know, so I won't bless the light. Oh, the same Jesus, he's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I don't get me not, so I won't bless the light. The same Jesus. He's coming back again. He came, Jesus. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I know what Jesus so ever just alive. Oh, He came, Jesus. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye?
He's coming
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Christ is coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Very soon. Very soon. Savior coming very soon. Very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Very soon, Jesus. Very soon, Jesus. The day are coming. Very soon, Jesus. Very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Christ is coming very soon. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. Redeemer coming very soon. Coming very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Christ is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Christ is coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Jesus coming. Desire coming very soon. Redeemer coming very soon. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you receive your spirit, your resurrection power, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That you might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That we might know him, that you may know him, that you may know him, that I may know him, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power. Of resurrection that I may do, that I may do, that he may do, that he may do, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power. And power of resurrection, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday to everyone. It is a special Sunday. You know, we need to rejoice and be glad in the Lord. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will ever your name of the I will read. God. You are good God. I remember God. Your name is my true God. From me up to you are never together. I will rejoice with you are be God. I will rejoice. You are be glad. I will let God your name above. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome,
man. Yes, sir. Happy Easter, sir. Happy Resurrection Day.
Yes, happy Resurrection Day. Yes, because God has resurrection.
Happy Resurrection Day, Happy Easter Sunday, and Happy Easter Monday tomorrow.
Easter Monday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We thank God. We give him the glory.
Yeah.
And the rest.
We thank you, Lord, you are who.
Today, command the wonders in my life.
that we may know him. Let's pray that prayer that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Yes, we want
that to know him, Father, let us know you. And the power of your resurrection.
O
Lord God, let us know you. And the power of your resurrection. Let us know you. And the power of your resurrection. Let us know you. And the power of your resurrection. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Let us know you and the power of your resurrection, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Let us know you and the power of resurrection, the power of resurrection upon our lives in Jesus' name. You demonstrate your power of resurrection and life concerning Lazarus.
I know him and the
you
power
of Lazarus from death to life.
But I know
Lord God, your power
and the power of resurrection.
Let us know you and the power of your resurrection, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Let us know you and the power of your resurrection, in Jesus' name. Let us know you and the power of your resurrection, in Jesus' name. Let us know you and the power of your resurrection, in Jesus' name. Your power of resurrection and life over every situation of my life. Your power of resurrection and life over every situation of the life of my children and their family. In Jesus' name, amen. Your power of resurrection and life commando wonders in my life. Today, command wonders in my life. Power of resurrection and life. Command wonders in my life. Today, command wonders in my life. The power of resurrection and life. Command wonders in my life. Today, command wonders in my life. My Father, Jerusalem, the mighty name of God, the power of resurrection and life, command wonders in my life, and the life of my children and grandchildren, and that of the husband and the wife of my children. Today, command wonders in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. So don't magnify the Lord.
By the Lord, my
spirit
is
his name. Yes, we know to the captain.
Even
in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus, you are Lord. Even
in the grave, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna read St. Luke's Gospel chapter 24. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 24, from verse 47. From verse 47. St. Luke Gospel chapter 24. From verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out far as unto Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome, Archbishop Adolphus. God bless you, sir. Yeah, welcome, sir. Yeah, so today we're talking about the ascension of Jesus Christ. It's an area a lot of people don't talk about, but it is important. Because after the resurrection, Jesus spent another 40 days on earth. You find that in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Jesus spent another 40 days on earth before he ascended on Mount Holy. Now, before he ascended, there were certain things he did, and we need to look at some of these things very closely because it's very important. Everything is not about he was crucified and he resurrected. He died on the cross and he resurrected. That's not all. The package to be complete, which you have the full package. Because the ascension is very important. The ascension of Jesus Christ on Mount Holy at Galilee is very important because he made some specific statements called the Great Commission. And those statements were very powerful. We call them the Great Commission. We're going to look at those things right now because it's very important. It's not enough to talk about just that Jesus died on the cross, was crucified for our salvation, and then he resurrected. Yes, after resurrection, what happened? After resurrection, he spent another 40 days on earth before he finally ascended on Mount Holy. Now let us look at some of the things he did before he ascended. Before he ascended, he appeared to the disciples. In 1 Corinthians 15 from verses 5 to 8, he says he appeared to Cephas. That's Apostle Peter, and then he appeared to the 12 disciples, and then he appeared to over 500 people, and then the Apostle Paul reporting, he appeared to himself, Apostle Paul, he appeared to Apostle Paul too, before he ascended, and before he ascended, he gave instructions to the disciples. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. If you look at Matthew 28, Matthew's Gospel chapter 28 from verse 10 to the end, He said, Jesus, giving authority to the believer, to the Christian, to the church, I've resurrected all power in heaven and on earth. And now with me, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He was able to tell them, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature because he has resurrected with power and was imparting that same power to the disciples. And then he told them, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. He commissioned his people. He ministered to them. And the Bible says he blessed them. He spoke well over their lives. He ministered to them, strengthening them and encouraging them to continue with the work. It is the same today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Today, Jesus Christ is still commissioning us. Jesus Christ is still telling us and giving us instructions. Jesus Christ is still telling us what to do. Jesus Christ is still telling us, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And then in Matthew 28, verse 19 to the end, they go ye therefore and teach all nations. That's the great commission. These are the statements he made after resurrection. These are very important statements. And then in Mark chapter 15 from verse 15 to the end, they that believe shall have the power. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If they take any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. The powerful statement he made before resurrection. I send you the promise of the Father. The Holy Ghost shall come not many days hence. He was telling them in advance that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which was promised in Joel chapter 2, in the latter days, there shall be an outpouring of the Spirit. And sons and daughters shall prophesy. He shall see visions. He was preparing their hearts, was encouraging them, was ministering for everyone today that you will experience the same visitation. 40 days after resurrection, Jesus was visiting people, Jesus was ministering to people, Jesus was giving instructions to people, Jesus was appearing to people and blessing them and imparting to them. I pray that you have that same experience today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And before he ascended, he ministered to them and gave them advice and the Great Commission. Give them instruction. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. That same commission is still giving instruction to us today. That we should go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. There are many ways we can preach the gospel today. We can preach the gospel through the internet just like we are doing now. You can preach the gospel by giving out tracts. You can preach the gospel by visiting, by ministering to people. Go to the prison, go to the hospital, stand by the street corners and tell people about Jesus. Jesus ordered the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. Now go ye therefore. Start the resurrection. The great commission was given. And the Christians of today, the believers of today, we are the ones to carry out the great commission to reach out to the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray, say, Lord, help us to fulfill this great commission. Commission, go here and preach the gospel. This great commission that Jesus gave us after his resurrection. All power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. This is great commission. The question is, are we fulfilling this great commission? Jesus has commissioned us to go forth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many people are fulfilling? You preach the gospel. When the people will die and go to hellfire, you'll be held responsible. Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the earth before he will come again. If you want Jesus to come and rapture the church, you have to preach the gospel to every creature on earth so that Jesus is able to come. Otherwise, Jesus is not going to come. And so this great commission must be fulfilled at the place of work where you are. You need to fulfill this commission at your business premises, at the school, in your community where you live. We need to fulfill the great commission of go ye therefore and teach all nations. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to every nation until the end comes. We are going to pray right now. Help us, Lord, to fulfill this great commission. Help us, Lord, that we will not disappoint you. Help us, Lord, that we will be faithful to your calling upon our life. Yes, I will pray that prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus, name in the name of your Father,
yes,
I pray for this great commission.
Help us to be faithful.
O Lord God
of
heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Universe, let me be able to fulfill this great commission. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us fulfill this great commission. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, O Lord, say them we claim, say them we did, my calling, O Lord God of heaven, empower me and strengthen me. O Lord God, let me be able to do it to the end in the name of God. Help me, empower me, encourage me, O Lord God, save me. Protect me, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. Wherever I go to preach, O Lord God, be with me. Send me through my life. O Lord God of heaven, do not let me get into trouble. And all patients all over the world, in the name of Jesus, let the great commission be carried out successfully without any problem. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Commission, O Lord God, let me be able to fulfill it, O Lord God of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, make a way for me. Let there seem to be no way to be able to give my tracks. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So, over to Evangelist Anaika Lawal to share with us what God has laid in our hearts. Yes, you have a whole 30 minutes to do that. So, share with us whatever God laid in your heart. Over to you.
According, amen. Concerning today is still Resurrection Day. According
yes.
to the song we sang, that my soul does magnify the Lord, my spirit praises His name. Oh,
yes.
Mm,
yes.
Even in the grave,
Lord,
Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Our soul must magnify the Lord. That's my
yes.
main point there.
Man.
For death did not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is still Lord. We have
yes.
to magnify God Almighty the resurrection day. My soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit mm-hmm. praises His name. Psalm 136. We have to know what He has done for us concerning this resurrection day, that we are so should magnify Him. Say, give thanks to, according to Psalm 136, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. He died for us. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks
yes.
to the God of God. His faithful love endures forever. We are enjoying His love. That's one of the main points, that our soul should magnify the Lord. Our spirit should praise His name. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. He's the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Lords. We should give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. For His faithful love endures forever in our life. If He doesn't love us, He will not go on the cross to go and die for us. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who placed the house among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly light. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day, and His faithful love endures forever. The moon
yes.
and stars to rule the night, His faithful love endures forever. The book of Psalms is full of powerful praises. Psalm is divided into two, powerful praises and powerful prayer. Give thanks
yes.
to whom who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He answered with
yes.
a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through His faithful love endures forever. He hauled Pharaoh and His army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to
yes.
Him who led His people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed the powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Seon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. The Hog,
yes.
King of Bashan, His faithful love endures forever. God gave the lands of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures
yes.
forever. Special possession to His servant Israel. His mighty love endures forever. He remembers us in our weakness. The faithful Lord endures forever. You save us from our foes. The faithful Lord endures forever. He gives to seed. He gives food to every living thing. The faithful Lord endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. The faithful Lord endures forever. It's love. If he did not love us, he would not go and die on the cross because of us. The praises continue. It's an everlasting praise. I give you thanks, O Lord, Psalm 138, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. The reason why we always praise his name is because of the sacrifices that he has done for us on the cross of Calvary. For your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. The honor of the name of Jesus Christ. And so must magnify the Lord. As soon you encourage us by giving us strength, is the one that strengthens us. Every king in all the earth, we thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. All of them will hear your words. That's preaching the Great Commission. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's way. For the glory of the Lord is very great. The glory of Jesus Christ is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble. He cares for us. He's even our shepherd. You reach out your hand and the power of your right hand saves us. The power of the right hand of Jesus Christ saves us. Even if the one had the right hand of God interceding for us. The Lord will work out his plan for our life. Who is called the Lord? Jesus Christ is called the Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit praises his name. For death will not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Because of his faithful love for us, O Lord, endures forever. He does not abandon us because he is the one that made us. He's our maker. He's our maker. He cannot abandon us. Psalm 156, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him for his unequal greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. All of us have gone to church today to really dance and praise him. Praise him with the string and flute. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. All this has been done this morning in the churches where all of us have gone. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. We are alive to see this restoration deep. We are still breathing now. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord God Almighty. This restoration day, we have breath. We must praise him. Our soul must magnify the Lord. Our spirit must praise his name. For death did not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is still Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. We've been singing about all this resurrection song since yesterday. When we sing those songs, we come to the reality of what actually happens on the cross. When we sing all this resurrection part, the resurrection part does wonders in our life. The power of resurrection life come and do wonders in my life. Day to day,
yes.
Today, come and do wonders in my life. The power of resurrection and life come and do wonders in my life. Today, come and do wonders in our life. Because the power of resurrection and life is doing wonders in our life, that's why we have to praise him. Oh, Israel, rejoice in your maker. Jesus is our maker. Oh, people of Jerusalem, exalt in your Jesus is the king. He's King Jesus, the king of the Jew. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. Yes, all of us have been dancing since morning in the church. For the Lord delights in his people. We are his people.
Yes.
He delights in us. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in our mouth and a sharp sword in our hands to execute vengeance on the nation. Praise the Lord from the hearts, you creatures of the ocean depths. Everything God creates must praise him. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that will
yes.
bring him to praise him. The mountain, the hills, the fruit trees and all cedars must praise him. The wild animals and livestock must praise him. The birds singing in the must praise him. The king of the heart and all the people must give praises unto him. Rulers and judges of the house must praise him. Young men and young women, old men and children must praise him. So all these are songs of resurrection and power. They are reality of explaining to us how powerful the resurrection day is. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life.
Yes.
You can see when Ezekiel was told to breathe on the dry bone. Breathing on the dry bone is resurrection and life. Lazarus, Jesus demonstrated the power of resurrection and life on Lazarus. He told Mary, do you believe I'm the resurrection and life? And he told Lazarus to come out of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And Lazarus came out of the grave. And we have always been told that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. We must know him. If not because of
yes.
the power of resurrection, there is no salvation. No salvation without the power of resurrection. Alive, my Savior is alive forevermore.
Forevermore.
That is gone. And now he lives, we have eternal. Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Savior is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, our Savior is alive, he is living forevermore. Let us celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, he is living forevermore. Let's celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Hallelujah, the arose. Jesus Christ arose. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose. Hallelujah, he arose, the King of Kings arose. We are told to sing songs unto him. We are serving a living God. His name is Jesus Christ. We are serving a living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and rose again. We are victorious. We are victorious. Lord, magnify the Lord. My spirit praises his name. For death we not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Is Lord. Is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead. Is Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is Lord, is Lord, Jesus is Lord, is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, is Lord, every about every tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to
thank God. We give God the glory. We magnify and exalt your name, O Lord God of heaven. Singing the song of restoration, make us to come to the reality of his death and his risen on the cross for us, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. We thank God. We're going to stop here. And I will speak on you again. Tomorrow evening. I know God has so much to talk for us. We still are still going to touch some other parts of this topic. We haven't finished everything. But thank God. God bless every one of you with resurrection power, resurrection anointing, resurrection grace, resurrection mercy and favor upon your lives, upon your family. May you receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bring forward these messages to everyone you know, even if that's it, tweet it outside. Let it go viral and bless the whole world. Jesus. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
love of
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Happy Resurrection Day, sir, and happy Easter Sunday and Easter Monday.
Yes, thanks to you.
Yeah, my love to mommy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.